Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Redefining Democracy in America, Part 4, Voices of America, by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar Mason. Thank you for listening.
You're on the air.
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 The spirit of the times may alter, will alter. Our rulers will become corrupt, our people careless.
Do you believe in the resurrection?
A single zealot may become persecutor, and better men be his victims. It can never be too often repeated that the time for fixing every essential right on a legal basis,
a way that we can make
is while our rulers are honest
here
and ourselves
in the,
united.
In the United States,
from the conclusion of this war,
consistently exercise our rights,
we shall be going downhill. It will not then be necessary to resort every moment to the people for support.
You cannot take away from someone
they will be
things
forgotten
that they use
on their
a daily
rights
basis.
Disregarded.
If you stop using something, eventually
forget themselves,
it becomes a thing of the past,
but in the sole faculty of making money, and will never think of uniting to effect a due respect for their rights.
As far as exercising our rights,
the shackles, therefore,
you know,
which
voting,
will not be knocked off at the conclusion of the war, shall remain
they're
on
not
us
there
long,
really to solve any of our problems.
Will be made heavier and heavier.
You know, a politician is there.
Our rights shall revive,
you know, basically as
or expire.
Just in my opinion, they just keep the confusion going.
There are two subjects which I shall claim a right
one politician
to further as long as I have breath.
More ready to take his place.
The public education
and the same attitude. Their
and
whole
the subdivision
thing is
of the counties into wards,
gains.
Townships.
You know,
I consider the continuance of Republican
there,
government
their
as absolutely hanging on these two
I mean,
hooks.
I can listen to the small man.
Where every man is a sharer in the direction of his ward republic or of some of the higher ones, and feels that he is a participator in the government of affairs, not merely at an election one day in the year, but every day. When there shall not be a man in the state who shall not be a member of some one of its councils, great or small,
we are responsible
he will
for putting
let
the people
heart
into office
be torn
there
out
today.
Of his body.
If we want him out, we're going to have
sooner
to vote him
his power
out. So everybody needs to get out of the living rooms, away from the TV
apart.
Sets when it's time to vote, and get out there and voice your opinion
I'm not
by voting.
Among those who fear
and,
the people.
You know, power
they
isn't
and not
shared.
The rich
power is taken.
Are our dependents
you
for
know,
continued
and the
freedom.
The only way it's taken is by force.
And to preserve their independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. And lastly, the information of the people at large can alone make them safe, as they are the sole depository of our religious and political freedom.
I'd like to say to everybody who doesn't haven't registered,
I would make
to vote,
voting
that they
mandatory.
Should register
all
and
employees
vote.
Will be given 2 hours
work.
Time
you've got
off
to study who the candidates
to
are to make a good
I
choice. And if you're not voting,
easier.
Then you don't have a voice.
I
that
would
is
withdraw
the system.
All term
our
limits
system
laws.
Is based on democracy.
Let the voters
need
do the
to
job.
Vote.
It would have government by consensus.
Because what I will do is dismantle the present political system and install computers, televisions, and telephones in every home so that we may vote together on the issues democratically, electronically, and thereby get rid of the need for the politicians
the power structure so that we become interactive on a block-by-block basis.
We need to take our country back away from these people who have taken it away from us.
Right for women
and
to have
the only
a
way we can do this
regarding their bodies
is by
the
getting
police.
Enough people to support alternative positions that will take our rights back to us. Our First
Public
Amendment freedoms have been completely aborted, and
the major media have
our
been bought
ability
up
to
by
make decisions in our own
money
lives
people.
Have been completely taken
but
away from us by a philosophy
what American people
and
these
a group of people who think that there is nothing more to life than controlling
it,
the people
we can demand
that
as much
they have
as we want
under them.
Of it, we will never change anything in this. In these United States.
Got to start with getting no TV ads, no TV commercials for politicians. That costs too much money so that only rich people can play. Get rid of the two-party system, have as many parties as possible.
What is controlling
get rid of the Electoral College because
business.
It is totally defunct.
We have got
have
to
direct
stop
elections.
Beating each other
get rid
up,
of
unite
PFCs
ourselves into
because
a mighty
they're corrupt.
Force,
get rid of lobbyists
know,
or else
hey,
no professional lobbyists
Jack,
or else have term limits on
them.
Term
back.
Limits on congressmen. And definitely, if we have lobbyists, they have to have the same term limits as
one
Congress people do. Get some women in.
For the next 300 years and whatever excesses that we were guilty of.
I think we need a regional America.
And, maybe we can mix
and I don't think we need a president anymore. I think that we're very alienated from anybody who's in the White House, and that we should have some form of consensus government. Where
I think the main thing we need to do is sit around and grow
States,
some vegetables
have,
and talk to one another and sing some songs.
Sit on the council and decide legislation
the
with the three branches of government
and
the president
would
only in council form. On our W-2 forms that we all fill out, I think there should be a box that we can check to where we want our taxes to go to. For instance, I would check child care being a single parent. I would immediately abolish the FBI and the CIA. They're unconstitutional.
The ban of sale, possession, or purchase of all handguns.
Stop our kids killing our kids. We should be able to elect the Supreme Court.
To make a radical change
the
in the judicial system
to urban
so that
renewal.
Racially equitable with
sort of
lacks.
A domestic peace corps. Housing, health care, utilities should be a right and not a privilege in this country. God knows we pay enough taxes for it.
The social system attached to capitalism is a very cruel system.
We are not a democratic society. We are represented by the powered elite. And that is where we have to re-educate our thinking. We have to educate our children to first learn of the type of society that they live in.
Capital gains
before you are able to change
it, the people
and
with the money will be encouraged to reinvest it,
any type
sell
of
some of their
political
so
or
they can
economic
invest
or social revolution.
A free enterprise
the Constitution
zone
is
where
not
they can put
any type of crisis.
Work.
It works perfectly. It protects
you do
those
not
people
have a
who was originally designed to protect.
To sit around and suck up all the
property
vibrations of all the
and
violence
the
and
money
do nothing
elite.
About it is worthless. It's time for
people
in this country
now.
To
don't
get up,
up,
get going, and get moving.
And
stop handing things out to people.
Bigger,
stop saying, it's okay if you don't want to work. We'll take care of you. We'll give you free child care, free money, free food stamps, free health care. It's time to reward people who want to make themselves better.
And people have to understand the sacrifice is part of the solution. There has to be sacrifices made on both sides. We don't understand the idea of sacrifice anymore.
To have a society that is based on some sort of equality and tax the churches until they can prove that God exists. And we should also work to rewrite the Constitution for the 21st century.
Governmental representation in the Senate,
person, but it's
in the
on
Senate and House based on proportional
we should use the
ethnicity
next 7 years,
rather than
use
geographic
the month of May and October
unit.
As people's months to have no regular TV programming. We should use satellite technology to present national and international town meetings on our problem. People
first
in Cleveland could watch
do.
People in L.A. talking
it's
about their problems
heal,
and
heal,
using schools or whatever
heal.
Buildings where people could leave their homes and talk to each other instead of watching a TV.
Get friendly,
some
get
of the things that
could
be
friendly,
is grant some states to Native Americans or Indians, whatever, indigenous people, so that they can still have some land of their own.
Basically,
we could use this time to let varied political candidates speak
freedom.
Out and get a, you know, create
more education for people so that they
but
can make more
informed
choices.
We need to
first off
slash the military budget and use the money for the B-1 bombers to pay teachers at least $75,000 a year to make it a respectable profession again. And we should establish a bill of rights for the planet, for the ecology of the planet, so that our children can live, because it seems that everyone in the world, or we think everyone in the world, wants to live like Americans, and the life on the planet cannot even stand us living like us for much longer.
It's time that people who came from the old world should learn to live in the new world, not George Bush's new world order.
We need to understand that we can carry an American
among
flag
all
in
people,
one hand,
and harmony
and we need
with
to carry
nature.
A globe in the other.
That is the only vision
I would push the United Nations to move
human
in a new direction.
Not
one that mandates that each nation not think in terms of what's best for their country only, but what's best for the earth.
Not the conquest of space, but the fulfillment of the original dream of creation, which is the enlightenment and liberation of all humans so that we may all be able to live in peace among each other.
If
there will be any laws whatsoever
that we don't really
they
need so
ought to
much,
be regarded as being love and respect. Respect for all forms of life, love for all people,
really
for ourselves and our children,
life.
Our family, and the unborn generation. For we must hope
itself,
that life on earth will continue.
Then there's
and
really no
if we do our work properly,
take,
life will continue.
The evolution of
life
our
will continue. Without
awareness
it, if we
as the primary goal in our life, there's really there's
if we
no
do our part,
further
we
to go
be part
because
of
we've
this
reached the
beautiful
apex.
Creation.
We can jump off to another planet
it.
Or something if we want.
And love and harmony with all living forms.
We've gone
and
from
respect
beating
for our mother, the earth,
to beating the planet
and
up.
The entire
creation.
Stop
it. That's the real problem.
That's the meaning of the original dream. That is democracy, where the entire creation is a community.
We should stop all experimentation on innocent animals. We should take care of the planet.
Or nation.
We should give women the right to
and
choose over their own body.
And if we are to be a true leader of nations, then we shall promote the ideal of humanity.
I would like to redefine democracy not in terms of capitalism, but in terms of global stewardship. We've gone beyond national government and national ideologies. We're in reality an interdependent global society, and we're not managing our planet with that as a reference point. Each nation is trying to make a profit out of another, with capitalism being the main surviving ideology. The only proposals we're still having to listen to is how to make a buck, rather than how to make the planet function more efficiently. For instance, there's not enough capital to repair all the problems on the planet, so we have to enter a capital-less society in which we reevaluate our assets, not in terms of money, but in terms of human resources. For instance, we can possibly pipe fresh water from the polar ice caps to the world's deserts and virtually remove world hunger, especially in Africa, by turning the Sahara itself into a garden. We should stop burning oil. It's a precious non-renewable resource, which we still need in space. There's enough tidal energy in the Gulf of California, for instance, to furnish enough electricity for the entire North American continent. But the massive engineering required, again, is precluded from even being looked at because of the dollar limitation. All these things provide jobs, hope for the future, a cleaner planet and a better sense of global stewardship, which should be our new age ethic rather than another century of teaching our children to be self-serving capitalists.
Children is the future.
Children
is the future.
Education is the
future.
Education is the key to attaining
our democracy. Educate our kids, first of all, so that they can take a look at other cultures and not have them demonized.
Or anything, it should not make any difference.
My name's Amanda Trussell, I'm 10 years old, and if I was president of the United States, I would take people off the street and make sure everybody had a decent job and somewhere to live and support their families. and I try to fix the environment. First of all, I would stop people from using cars so much. Instead of using cars, use solar energy cars. Make sure that they've got an education. And I'd stop building all these bombs invading people for no reason.
Stop the war.
And make sure people were treated equally.
My name is Michelle Kazi, and I'm 8 years old, and if I were president, I would try to stop pollution,
stop the wars,
and help the poor. I'd like to help the world pull together and help each other.
Hello, I'm 8 years old. My vision of America is to stop cutting down trees and to save the animals.
Fix the environment.
I would not go to war with any country because good people who live in that country might get killed and their kids might get killed.
No more war.
I would...
And so
make people stop polluting the world because we breathe chemicals in the pollution, and we might die from it, and I don't think
much
people
oil
would want to die from it because I wouldn't.
The ocean to keep clean and not so much
if
taxes and don't let,
like,
homeless people stay,
and I would spend more money to help find cures
the,
for the disease, the bad diseases like AIDS and cancer.
Hi, I'd like to say that growing up in this society, it is becoming apparent to me that as a whole, we are becoming a very intolerant people. As a 15-year-old, I see virtually every cultural, social, and religious group discriminated against in one way or another. Because of this intolerance, we are blind to the fact that we are slowly destroying ourselves. I have a vision that someday this morass of hate that plagues our society will come to an end. If I were in power, I would promote equality through education. If everyone was taught that discrimination was terribly wrong, we could eventually stomp out all intolerance. Until this happens, we as a species will eventually destroy ourselves.
It's really
scary. And I would revise the Constitution to fit all minority people.
Non-white.
I would have all police or African police or officers and judges of Caucasians. I would
weed
out the weak black politicians and put in strong, dedicated ones.
I'd just like
all
to say
black
that it's
schools
not work.
Would have
it's
black
really
teachers
scary.
And
stress
really
on scary.
Education and our contribution
language,
to the world.
Heritage,
and I would
religion,
also change the school curriculum. Also, I would have an African
and,
president and have George Bush govern his own.
Send,
I would send all the Europeans back to the caves in
sections.
Europe. Then I would check
white,
this, then I would
mean,
check out this Christian religion, which is our slave master's religion, because we had this
blacks,
Christian religion
Miami
way
Beach,
we had this way before
the
Europeans came on the scene.
The
and
Jews,
this religion here
Israel,
is what put us in the plight we are in today
there,
about,
the ages,
about turning out of the
Hawaii,
chief.
And,
then I would also have, then I would also get together like
wake up America, wake up America, wake up America, wake up, please.
And each race have their own neighbor. With this story.
Where's the love? Where is the love? This is country was founded on the spirit of its people. It was founded on the love of its people.
Love,
but unfortunately,
love, harmony,
that didn't translate when the people started moving across the country, eating up indigenous civilizations, killing
we have
people,
to give up this greed,
and
this want
wreaking
for
havoc
more wealth than any human being can spend in
and
a dozen
lifetimes. I just want to pose the question, where's the love? Where is the love of people? You don't have to do anything spectacular. You don't have to be a miracle worker. Just reach out to somebody, anybody, for crying out loud.
Ethics,
and
morality,
be a person,
morality,
be human.
Love,
let that
love,
person...
and respect. These are irrefutable
respect
virtues.
You for respecting
the
them.
Of one
and I'd also like
have
to say that
the ills
in order for this country
suffer.
To do anything, everyone's going to have to unite, whether
the
you're black,
to this
yellow, or purple, or
is,
orange,
of course,
or an
education.
Indigenous
education.
Individual
and it starts
or
with a child in the
someone
home
who just
environment
came over on the boat.
And progresses until death.
I think that the strongest...
Everyone must understand the basics
strongest
before
thing we have
can
going
successfully
for us
deal with the choices in life.
Humankind. And if
one
we can
won't drop bombs or fire bullets if he is ethical and moral...
The most
and understands his
thing,
responsibility.
Then I think
for
that we'll be a lot better
and
off,
respect,
and I think that we can do anything. Anything. I think love is the answer.
I would teach people to love themselves, care for others.
My vision is to support people
life,
to be happy,
abolish the notion of
to
race,
be self-confident,
gender, sex,
be whole,
age,
focused, and
give
loving,
the right
and
to
prosperous.
Work in what they want.
I would
not for survival to enrich other people,
but
to take care of their minds, souls, and bodies equally,
between the political left and right,
your right to a roof, education, and food, definitely abolish money and greed, and establish love and human need as the basis for issue. Thank you.
The fundamental thing is, what is America, and how do we define ourselves? Are we America in the sense of this purported land of the free, or we are America in the sense of the home of capitalism and the home of exploitation and or whatever? And I think once we collectively realize and define what we want to be, then we can deal with the guilt of slavery. We can deal with the guilt of the Holocaust involving the Native Americans. And then after we deal with that, then we can have a better understanding about what we want our mission to be or our manifest destiny.
I see America going
called,
out of existence within the next 10
like,
years.
You know, within that definition of how we define ourselves, we have deluded ourselves
right
to believe
America.
That this country is great
and
this country is good.
Happening
and
in places even like
within
Los Angeles,
that definition,
totally
within
Detroit,
the past couple of decades, we have realized where this American nightmare has gone wrong.
I see so many homeless
empower
until it'll be like
in
armies
ways in which
fighting
you
for
cause
food
a
healing right here in America.
First in yourself,
and I don't
then
see an American dream, I see an American nightmare.
I'm not as pessimistic. I think that we can make change because we are the only instruments of change right now. And if we don't voice those concerns, if we don't voice those fears, if we don't voice those realities that seem so harsh, then we are not participating in democracy. We have to clearly identify what the problems are and then go about the business of fixing them.
What would happen in America if education became more important than sports? What would happen if 100,000 people went to a Coliseum to watch an academic excellence?
You can't have education in this country when kids were going to school haven't had a proper meal. You can't have education in this country when kids go to school and when they're learning something that they can't apply once they get out of school because they won't have a job to go to.
I would put all of my energy into educating each and every citizen in this country to the best of his ability.
I would also include
I think that through education we can
Saturday
truly
academies with
exploit
art classes,
democracy.
History classes. Self-esteem.
Another thing I would do is I would explain our current welfare system.
Cut our class
with
in half.
What I would call educare.
We should be a nation of bilingual.
If there is
we should teach
person,
our children to become whole
let us
people,
say, not half mother
people, not
who
from
has children,
archaic stereotypes
she
of the past.
Is going, is destined to live her life out in welfare. What we can do for her is that we can give her kids child care, and we can give her a college education.
I also
and
would have
any person who has successfully completed that should be able to earn
so
more money
can travel abroad
than
and understand that
wealthier
we
could
have
ever
more
pay.
In common on this
I think that we're wasting our money, throwing it away at
we should all learn a different folk dance every day
sit down in their house and watch
so that we never, ever
that could be much more productive
people,
and contribute to our society. If they were educated.
Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up, America. Please.
I think if we have a future at all, we must take a new and honest look at ourselves, our institutions, our history, and only then can we decide where we're going in this next century.
20 cents, please. You have 10 cents credit. Please deposit 20. Thank you. You have 5 cents credit toward overtime.
Thank you.
You just heard Redefining Democracy in America, Part 4, Voices of America, by Jackie Apple and Keith Antar Mason, broadcast by New American Radio.